Number seven.
Well, we're doing three now, okay. So.
You're going down one at a time.
Yeah. Corey, monitor meetings held in the council chambers. Complete as room is available. However, that really hasn't solved our sound problem. But that was request to have it in this room. Allow citizens access to online blasting information. That is available on request, apparently through the Aldermatic reps. So that is working somewhat. It's like the first time, so there might be some bugs to work out on that issue.
Can I just add to that that Clint has provided me with the information that you developed for this. So I have distributed December, January. February isn't posted out yet, but I'm sure that Clint will give me this or even include you directly on this so that we can distribute it as a way of another vehicle for them to get there.
Yes, I'm willing to do that. As we've talked about in the past, that information has all been information that's been made available to the city. Okay. So, and I understand with staff's time, that it's difficult to go in there, so I'm more than willing to help facilitate that.
So let me understand, Mr. Deal, the information that we have from StanTech, we have a password, the alderman can access that, you can access that. The information that Clint's talking about from this right up here, that is access, you have access to that, and you've also provided the alderman the access. Is any one of those direct access currently right now for citizens, or is it all through aldermatic requests?
It's all through the alderman.
Okay. I
can't get access to that info.
Through your alderman?
Well, I understand, but I still can't go to his department and find access to the blasting records.
Well, I'll bet you if you go knock on your alderman's door and sit down on his computer with him.
Excellent. I have no... issue with what he's been doing. It's the planning department. I just have difficulties.
Well, right now, the process we're going to set up is you want the records, contact the alder person, and we will make sure you get them. Okay?
I'm hoping also to get StanTech. I was hoping they'd be here to give us an update on where they are with the equipment right now and what they're generating.
My understanding as far as for their installation of their seismographs, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mike, my understanding, Derek, I think is tomorrow they're going to be on site. Are they going to start to put them in? I don't know if they are or not.
We're going to inspect the site on Allwood tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The city representative can be there, along with myself and the representatives from StanTech and Sol's.
Is that engineering?
Inspect the site.
Our engineering department?
Yep, somebody from DPW should be going
when
there.
Is that?
Okay. We're
going
to inspect the site.
What's
and
the
then
date?
When ground conditions and weather permit.
I didn't know what the time, but he said 10.
We'll inspect both sites, actually. When ground conditions and weather permits, we will be doing the permanent install.
We will not be doing it. Yeah.
Sol's will be doing it. I meant.
But at the pump station, or the station on the 51st, it's going to be in proximity to what you have.
Correct. Yeah, they're close by.
Okay.
Okay, so I'd like to suggest some changes to number four, where it says allow citizen access to online blasting information. Maybe we should change to say something like citizens may request aldermatic access information or aldermatic information.
I agree.
Can I ask a question in that regard? Upcoming blast schedule for at least 2 weeks be available to us also?
I'm sorry, I'm taking notes. I'm trying to... All right, what was your question?
Question is, will the upcoming blasting schedule for at least a minimum of 2 weeks also be available to us?
Blasting schedule?
Out 2 weeks, we have difficulty because of the weather. Even like next week, we had a blasting schedule for Monday. And with the weather being, 0 degrees or whatever it's supposed to be for March, we're not. Now, we've discussed that in the past about providing that, a week ahead of time. I don't know what the best vehicle for doing that would be. And I'm open to suggestions and working with the city.
I know, that's something.
And neighbors for how we can do that that's going to be reasonable for people.
We'll just send a week in advance to Mike.
I think if you copy both the aldermen and what your plans are and say in there that, dependent on weather, this is our tentative schedule. And then if we get requests, we can send that out or make it available.
Now, I'm okay with that if that's how we would like to proceed. So
I'm fine with that. Okay. And I would, if you send me, like, everybody knows it's going to be tentative in terms of the blasting schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, is there a situation that would come up where you would send a schedule to me and then you would do a blast that wasn't on the schedule? I can see where you would maybe not do a blast.
It's possible. It could get moved up depending on weather, production, sales, those kind of things.
Okay.
Why, you know, we try to do the best we can schedule, but it's not always set in stone that we can say this day, and this day, because there's so many other factors that moved in. You might have something drilled out ahead of time and come in on a Friday then where you would originally plan for next Monday instead because of availability of the vendors we're using.
Can I make a suggestion too? To include John Nelson on that because he has shown an interest in this committee?
Well, you can just send it all to Alderman at franklinwi.gov and all the council members will get it.
Alderman.
M-A-N. Yes.
Singular?
Yes.
Because I know John is interested in it. He's come to our meetings, and I'd like to keep that in the loop as well because of just... And if in fact, there would be a change in the schedule where there would be one put in, maybe let me know when you know or as soon as you can know that in advance so I could just do a quickie thing.
Okay, so because some of the data will be not online, item 4 will now read, citizens may request access to blasting information via aldermen. And then, so the status on that is available by request. Okay.
There might be a solution. You can create a free email, blasting information, City of Franklin. Give the password out to anybody that wants it.
Well, you set that up and you let us know. We'll take care of it. I'm just thinking, you know, we have all these open records.
So we can get other things in place.
Well, I'm just saying it might solve the problem of the citizens once they have the password to the email box. Clint can send the information to it, and everybody can access the email box. It's a free account, doesn't cost the city anything.
It's a Dropbox, but then how do you, you know, you could do something like that, but then how do you control how many people, you know? It just...
Well, it doesn't come back to the city. It's a free thing. Information,
but then it's
there.
Also city records, and it's not on a server that's a records account, and I don't want to get into all that.
Okay.
Just do it through the city process. And
yeah, because whatever it is, because all different kinds of people like different communications. Some like text, some like email,
right.
Some don't have either. Hard to believe yet, but some don't have either. So whatever it is, it's going to...
We really got to move on. We got a lot of stuff on this agenda.
Hold on.
Yes.
Can you either have that language again, or are you going to give that to me when you're done?
I can give it to you when you're done.
Okay.
Number 5, citizens' questions to come before the council. So the citizens' questions are in the packet. They are to go back to the council. The list needs staff information. So I believe Alderman Barber has gotten some additional information.
I was able to answer the question, I think it's number 5 in Jill's packet there. However, the early number 5, what is the tax revenue, or what tax revenue does the city receive from Payne and Dolan's? So I have gotten that information from our alderman and our city assessor. So if anybody's interested in that, I have it available for you. They were able to put a map out there and a detailed description of where all the properties are, because it's a set of multiple properties that are in the tax code and zone for each one of those properties. It's like if you're a landlord, you want to know what your all the properties are individually. Well, that's the same way that they set this up. So I have the totals here. If you want it, it's available. I can hand it out to you if anybody's interested right now tonight. So the total amount of taxes, the type of zoning that goes into each one of those, and the dollar that each one of those...
Is it a PDF document that we can... Is it somehow? Or is
it can be scanned into a PDF.
I can, but I can give it to you right now. I'll be happy to give it to anybody that wants it.
Did you give one
to the Penny or what's Penny?
Yeah.
And Alon? I don't know. And Judy?
Well, maybe you could just put it in the next packet online and then everybody can have it.
And John, Andrew.
Well, if we're going to, you do know about open records and and distribution of documents at meetings.
Well, this is the agenda item.
Right, but there's information being handed out that wasn't available to the public.
It was just made available this evening.
Right, but not available.
More copies.
Not available to the entire public. So, just put this in the next meeting agenda. I need to discuss this open meetings thing a little bit because...
I just want one. She didn't give me one.
Oh, she didn't give you one? Okay.
I didn't have them. I didn't make them up. So. Okay. And I'm asking this to go in the packet for the next meeting.
Okay. Item in that.
So let me make something really clear to everyone in the room. If you're going to distribute quarry documents at the place, somehow, like in the council meeting, the clerk gets them and then records them and makes record that someone did that. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, I want a copy of those documents that were at the meeting, there's a record. Right now, we have no clerk who's doing that. And Joel's busy enough right now. And so what I want a process is all handouts can be presented if they're on the agenda, but then copies of them must go in packets. And emails that go out to constituents are fine, but emails that copy all the quarry members are not okay. So if you're going to copy all the quarry members, you need to copy Joel and have that also included in the council or in the quarry packet. So if you want to avoid distributing things that have to be continued to go in packets, eliminate the committee members from your email list. Because anything that goes to all committee members should be in the packet. Because what you're doing is you're setting up preformed ideas and preformed information ahead of time.
It's just that this was requested for how long now?
I'm not just referring to that. There's an email in the packet that all the aldermen were copied on that give your opinions about certain things that are, you know, now out there.
So to follow up on this, I will then incorporate that into an updated, revised version that goes back to all of you and that then can be included in future in a common council packet.
Yes.
So I'm the one who is the warehouse of this that then gets submitted back to you because I've been doing all that coding.
Mr. Deedle.
She should only be sending it to you, and then you send it to me. Okay. I put it in the packet, and then they all get it.
Okay. Or you can just send it to the two of us.
Okay.
And, well, actually, she can send it to the three of us, but no more than that.
Okay.
Two people are fine. Once you start going back and forth.
I'm just trying to get clarification so that when I collate this back together.
It's a negative quorum thing that Jesse's sort of concerned about.
Well, that would be the better way is to do... Deedle in the chair.
Okay.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm just trying to suss out.
All right.
One more point?
Yes, one more point.
And I I wanted to add that Jesse had sent an email out. I don't know if it went to the alderman. It may have only gone to staff. Jesse has seen this starting to happen in other committees. He didn't name which ones, but it's more than just one committee. So Alderwoman Wilhelm is not making this up. Our city attorney says that he's starting to see a trend again that more and more citizens are sending more and more aldermen stuff that aren't committees. And not everybody's seen it. You guys have been asking. You want to see the packet. You want transparency. But when you send something to your friends and to the committee members, not everybody in the neighborhood's getting it. So you want something to go to the committee. It's got to be in the packet so everybody can see it. Don't just send it to the committee. Send it to the chair. Send it to me. And then we'll make sure it gets in the packet so everybody can see it.
So, Jill, regarding the questions, I read these, and it was when you first gave them to me. And so now some of the ones that say they still need to be addressed because they're not, like, highlighted in blue or something, I don't remember which ones are still outstanding on this sheet without going back and rereading the whole thing.
No, I don't think we need to go back and reread all of those.
Well, why don't you do this? If there are any items that are still really outstanding, and because some of them you said you needed staff assistance on, if you could highlight them some method, you know, even, you know, blue ink, whatever, and then forward it back to me, I can work to try to get the rest of them, because this has got to go in the council packet by the 20th, which means it, or 19th, which means it has to be, I'd prefer it to me by the 14th.
Right, and a lot of these items are coming up in these QMC meetings. Like, further on the agenda, you're going to be talking about things that are part of these things we're asking about. And
okay.
Where, I mean, it's like it's still a fact-finding mission. I don't know where I, when I get to stick the fork in it, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, back to the agenda, which I just lost my agenda here. We are on the draft number 6 on the draft council action sheet, where it says Cory Monitoring Committee newsletter article will be a short write-up with a web link, status ready for print. Well, that was what I thought the status was when I put this together, but apparently it's already gone to print. So I guess that will need a correction and say
prematurely went to print without
old version or unrevised
revisions
version
from committee.
Okay, we'll say the unrevised version sent to print as the status. I'm trying to keep these all on one line to make this council action sheet a little shorter. Okay, so then the next section covers number 7, review of the Stantec survey, review of the blasting, distance from South 51st Street. That is the information that we have provided here. This is going to be a little complicated because I actually tried to go over explaining this to several people. And so we have a survey for 16, and then we have a survey for 17. So I'd like you to bring out your two surveys so we can discuss them. I'm not going to go over the verbiage quite at this time, but I'd like you to go to your 2016 survey with the lines.
Can we use this?
Yeah, that was why I had it there. But. Okay. How's that doing?
2.5 hours.
Batteries are okay.
Mm-hmm. together on that one. And you two can look together on this one. Okay, that's the survey that was online in the packet. Okay. So I'm just going to sit up here for a minute. Okay, does everyone have that document? This is the 2016 document. Okay. I wanted to show you this because this is the labels that I felt was missing from the 2016 document. You look at a line, you don't know what it is. So you have, and it gets a little confusing because the A is on the south side. Does everyone see where A is on the south side and B is on the north side? You good there? Now let me put this document up. Okay, this is also in your packet, and it's B and A. Now, this corresponds with your survey that I had up there first. So, if you look at this, A is on the south side, B is on the north side. So, if you have this next to you, you can keep this in your mind. Go back. Okay, so that's what we're looking at. So when you go through the write-up of the document, Stantec says in 2016, they surveyed A and B, both of them. They say that in 2016, B was completely quarried, or A to the south was completely quarried out. It was done. The wall was there. They say B on the north side was not yet quarried. Everybody catch that? Now, what is confusing people, and I think what confused everybody last time, is when you go back to this, which you can see better in your packet, B looks like it's the first one quarried because you can see like almost this section here is closer to 51st Street because what you're looking at is overburden taken off and soil taken off, not necessarily rock. So then when they go to talk about B on the north side, and this is what I was pointing out last time where I said obviously the write-up says they are 9.6 feet over and you have two of these maps. The only difference in them is one's from the center line and one's from the section line. I am going to be using, for the sake of our discussion, the one from the center line because that's what the PDD says. Whether somebody decided that they think the road moved or not, according to Jesse's letter, that's an engineering issue, but the PDD says center line, so we're going to use the center line document. So they're saying they are 9.61 feet over into the 650-foot setback on Area B on the north side, which has not yet been quarried. But they also say that area is loose material. So they're not saying this is a blasting wall that's over. They're saying it's loose material that is over. Okay. So if it's just loose material that's over, there's no real violation, I suppose. I don't know exactly how the PDD is written, but I'm pretty sure it's blasting extraction and not loose material. Clint, would you agree with that statement?
I'm waiting to see where this is all going because I know you spent a lot of time at the last meeting with this. I know we've hashed it out for the last 2 years.
Well, every time I talk to somebody, I get a different view of this A and B issue, and I don't think anybody's really understanding it.
Well, if I can back up a little bit, and because I know we have a couple of new members of the committee, So when Payne & Owen bought the quarry in 2013 from Vulcan, because this is all on the former Vulcan property, Area A had already had the first layer of rock taken off. So that top lift was already set, and then we just took the layers behind it. And the committee at that time was wondering where we were from setbacks, because there was a neighbor complaint. We had a surveyor come out there, go on the benches that we have, because it's not safe to access right up on top of the high wall. Gave the committee a survey at that time. And then the comments were made, well, you paid for somebody to do this, so this information is in the ballot. So the next year, when it came up, the committee wanted to use some of the funds to go on the survey. So Area A had already been set. It is what it is, right? So we were going to start going into Area B, and that's when I recommended the concern that we're really addressing is making sure that as we extract, we're on that setback line. How about when we go into this next area that we're going to do here shortly, we go out, we'll survey the line, and you have your survey verify where that line is, and then when we blast,